As the world marks World Hepatitis D Infectious Disease Specialist, Dr. Josie Davey is sounding the alarm on the silent threat posed by hepatitis. Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver, often caused by viral infections, and can lead to serious health complications if left untreated. In an interview with NBC News, Dr. Davey outlines that approximately 15% of the population may be living with the virus, many without knowing it, and emphasizes that early testing remains one of the most effective tools for prevention and control.
Whenever the world celebrates or speaks about the topic, it means that there is some importance to it. Hepatitis does exist here in St. Vincent, and if you look at the stats, we are in some cases at like a 15% of the population. Depending on the hepatitis, it may be 7, the type, or 15, so that's rather high. So do know that if you decide to have unprotected sex, that you're potentially exposing yourself to hepatitis and other STDs. Don't think it can happen to you. It can happen to anyone. So that's what I want people to know. When you have your partner, new partner, it's best to test first rather than after, because if you're already exposed, you may be contracting something that there is no cure for, example, hepatitis B. So test new partners before you decide to engage in sexual activity. That's the best advice that I can give.
She's also addressing several common misconceptions that continue to put people at risk.
So misconceptions about hepatitis. Well, first of all, people seem to think that when they get everything, they're going to die. And that is generally not the rule. The other thing they seem not to think is that one can have these diseases for a while and not have any symptoms. So some people can be asymptomatic and they can spread the disease through sex and through other means. And in cases like hepatitis B, it's spread through body fluids as well. And there is maternal to fetal transfer, meaning that a mother can give it to the baby. So all of these things, when you're going through pregnancy and you're asked to take tests, it's not because people want the money to be spent, but it's necessary to treat first so you avoid the complications of having a baby, especially with hepatitis B. So those two, I would say, are the main myths that people would carry around.
As World Hepatitis Day focuses on prevention, Dr. Davey is again underscoring the critical role of testing. She says knowing your status is the first and most important step in managing or preventing hepatitis.
So anyone who's sexually active is at risk for contracting hepatitis B and C especially. So the mood would be to either abstain or you'd use a condom barrier method, which would protect you from being exposed to blood and body fluids. So those are the major ways in which one can protect themselves from contracting a disease. But everything is everything, and should you think that you're at risk or maybe condom broke, then testing would be indicated. And if your test is positive, you can use the antiretrovirals that I suggested earlier on, the Truvada, the tenofovir, which would help to suppress the virus. This is hepatitis B. If you contracted hepatitis C, then on formulary is treatment for the hepatitis C. And there's a 90% cure rate with this treatment.
Infectious disease specialist and aviation medical examiner, Dr. Josie Davey. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special reports.